CTV.
I have a great symbiotic relationship with the body of Christ. Here's how it works. The body of Christ has questions and I have answers. It's perfect. The body of Christ loves to ask questions and I love to answer questions. This is a ballet. I don't know how things could be going any better than they are going for us. Good morning. This is Martin Zender and welcome to my laundry room. There's a basket of laundry up there for your edification. Today I'm going to answer a question that I got not too long ago. And the question is, Martin, am I hearing from God or from myself? Well, this is a good one. This is a really great question because people get confused. Like, is it live or is it Memorex? In the old way of thinking, in the old humanity, we have this constant discrepancy. We're constantly of a dual mind wondering, is this of me or is this of God? Is this my want or is this God's want? And to a certain degree, of course, I can understand that, but Paul gives us this radical new truth. To live is Christ. And we come to an understanding that our lives are Christ and that Christ is working his will in our life. And this is constantly being worked out. You remember in the old days, back when we were Christians, we were constantly worried that we were going to be outside of God's intention for us. Like we were going to do something that was so bad that God just wouldn't be able to recover from it. And God would be just throwing his hands up. I had a great plan for those people. Oh my God, I had it so lined up for them. But look what they just did. Look what they just did. It stems from the old Garden of Eden scenario of Christianity, where God has this ideal circumstance that he wants for his humanity, but Adam screwed it up. Adam did what? Oh no. And then he's scrambling, trying to recover from it. We know that this is ridiculous, that no God worthy of the name would be thrown for a loop by his own creation. Admittedly, there are places in Scripture that looks like this is what happening. God says, I regret that I ever created humanity. This is all relative. This is all a figure of speech called condescension, where God comes across wrestling with humanity, discussing things with humanity, appearing to change his mind. Well, I wasn't going to do this, but since you prayed for it, I guess I have to do it. None of this is literally true. God is exercising human beings through interactions with them, and we are seeing this acted out on a stage. But above the stage, God is absolutely doing all of this. And this is the viewpoint that we are introduced to really many places in Scripture, even in the Old Testament, not just Paul. We see that God is operating all things in accord with the counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1:11. So, of course, absolutely speaking, you cannot go outside of God, what God wants for your life. But I understand the question, and this is a good question, and I acknowledge this and I recognize this, that none of us want to do the wrong things. We don't want to make mistakes, because there are such things as mistakes. I had somebody tell me not long ago that there's no such thing as mistakes. Yes, there certainly is. In other words, whatever somebody thinks is right, then it's right. I said to this person, okay, so you're telling me if someone thinks that 3 + 3 = 10, that's right. Well, that's right for them. I can't criticize it. You can't? Yes, you can. It's wrong. There is right and wrong, and we want to know the distinction. And is it right and wrong according to us, or is it right and wrong according to God? This question is called, am I hearing God or myself? Here's the question. Martin, I was excited to get your book on free will, the really bad thing about free will. I will admit that I had the feeling I was about to step way out of the norm. Yes, well, I guarantee you, you are about to step way out of the norm. How can you tell Martin Sandel? Because you have a book written by me. If you have a book and it says Martin Zender on the cover, then you are about to step way out of the norm. But the norm is bad. Martin Zender book, good. Norm, bad. The norm is heading off the cliff into Aeonian oblivion. Okay? Now, when I read your book, I finally found some ground that I could stand on and someone who could show me what I was thinking. Well, because I'm thinking what you're thinking. I have the same questions. I have the same concerns. I wonder sometimes, is this God? This is what I wonder. I'll be honest with you here. Let me finish this question here. My question is, how do I tell if God is telling me to do something or if it's just me? I understand. But let me tell you what I struggle with or used to struggle with. Who knows? I might not even get past what I'm about to tell you. I might have to continue the answer to this question tomorrow. Here's the deal with me. I used to struggle with this until recently. This sounds terrible, what I'm about to say, but sometimes it's hard to tell if God is doing something or if Satan is doing something. Forget if God's doing it or if I'm doing it. Forget that. I can't tell sometimes if it's of God or is it of Satan, because, to be honest with you, sometimes what God does, this seems incredible, but follow me. I think you can understand this. Sometimes it seems like God and Satan do similar things. This is what I mean. Sometimes God does hard things, brings hard things in our life to discipline us, right? Of course. And sometimes Satan does wonderful things, puts great experiences in our life in order to trip us up. For instance, one would think that winning the lottery would be a great thing. Surely this is of God. Now, forget for a moment that absolutely all is of God. Let's look at the relative viewpoint here. This must be of God because it's a great thing. Now I have $185 million. Turns out that winning the lottery ruins a person's life, as it has done many times in many people's lives, because you have problems now that you never had before. Money causes causes problems, and mucho money causes mucho problems. So is it of God or is it of Satan? Hard to tell. This could be God doing a great thing for me, allowing me to pay my bills, help my children, give to the poor, contribute to Martin Zender. On the other hand, it could be Satan trying to ruin me. In my life, let's say a beautiful woman comes up to me and says, Martin Zender, you're a genius, and you're cute, and you're smart, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you because I can't imagine a better man than you. Naturally, I flush with agreement, for one thing, but then, because of some experiences I've had in the past, I have to ask myself, is this God, or is it Satan? Because God and Satan have both brought people in my life, and I read in Scripture that a wife is a good thing. So, if God brings this woman who wants to spend the rest of her life with me, it's a God thing, right? But what if it's Satan trying to wreck me by using a woman? It's happened to some people. I mean, it might happen. It could happen. It's possibly happened. Men are that way too. Ladies, God, here comes this beautiful man, this hunk of manhood, and he digs you. He asks you out, and you've been praying for God to bring you some relief for your loneliness, right? And here comes this guy. It's either the best thing that's ever happened to you, or the worst thing that's ever happened to you. That's right. It could be either thing. Yeah, it could be either thing. This is the weird thing about relationships. It can either be the best thing that's ever happened to you or the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Same with the lottery. Could be the best thing, could be the worst thing. Isn't life frustrating that way? Somebody knocks on your door. Could be the greatest blessing ever. Could be a murderer. Sorry, I hate to say it that way, or anyway, I hate to be talking about this topic altogether, because it kind of makes you upset that how are we supposed to tell? I'm going to get to this person's question, but now I'm on this sidetrack. But it's a wonderful sidetrack because it's so disturbing, and we need to solve this. And I want you to know that I have solved it. I have totally solved this problem. And it does relate to the answer to this person's question. I have stopped trying to figure out, is this God or is this Satan? Because it's too hard. It's too hard to know, because Satan is tricky. And I think God's kind of tricky too sometimes. You know, God's tricky. So I just rely on, I guess this is when it's time to rely on the absolute viewpoint. I've told God, okay, listen, all is of God. That's it. I'm going to be like Job. I'm not even going to look at the intermediate source. This could be from the devil himself, right? Whatever you bring into my life, the lottery, somebody at the door, a beautiful woman, this could be the devil himself. It could be you. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to take it as from you. If this is the devil, then you are responsible for bringing the devil into my life. Our apostle had a messenger of Satan to buffet him after he went into the third heaven and was so blown away by the glory of the third heaven. And he came back and he was so potentially full of pride, God had to humble him, gave him a messenger of Satan. So Paul could say, is this a messenger of Satan or a messenger of God? Well, he interpreted it as a messenger of Satan. But then he says, God has given me the messenger of Satan. There you go. God gave me a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to buffet my flesh. So there you go. There it is. God gave it to me. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's of Satan or of God. It's ultimately of God. And as in the case of Job, God brought Satan near to him. And Job just had to say, well, shall we accept good at the hand of God and not evil? Because his wife said, curse God and die, Job. Curse God and die. Job said, you speak as one of the foolish women. I would have been a little less delicate. You speak as one of the foolish women that I see every day at the coffee shop downtown. They are very foolish there. You are now speaking as one of them. Yeah, that's what she did. But Job was very tactful, very delicate, and I don't know how he could have been that way in his state. But the point is, he takes it from God. And there, at that point, you are relieved of this wrestling match. And not only does that relieve you, just taking all is of God, 2 Corinthians 5:14, all is of God, it relieves you of this duality, this two-mindedness, this duplicity of thought. Is it God or is it Satan? Is it life or is it Memorex? So you're delivered from that. But now that we know it's all of God, there's still the consideration of, well, should I do this or not? Ladies, here comes this gorgeous man. Men, here comes this gorgeous woman. Everything seems great. She's a believer, or so it seems. She's beautiful. She likes you. And so, this could be a great thing. Yes, it could be. But you have something in your arsenal. Yes, accept it from God. But even World War II was from God, ultimately. Someone who holds out a bag of cocaine in front of you is from God, ultimately. Yes? So you have some tricks up your sleeve. You have some arrows in your quiver. You have tools that will let you know whether or not you should go for it or not go for it. Just assume it's of God, because it is. All is of God, okay? Forget. Is it Satan? Forget that. Forget it. I'm relieving you of that. Scripture is relieving you of that. It's of God, okay? God brought it, whether it's the hairiest demon you ever saw behind the scenes. And yes, there could be a hairy demon behind a beautiful man, of course. There could be a wonderful angel in front of a hairy man. To be a hairy man, ugly man, rude man, and yet he's a wonderful, behind the scenes, he's glorious, great, wonderful. That's kind of how God works sometimes. Sometimes the greatest evil is hidden behind the most beautiful packages, and sometimes the most beautiful truth, sparkling wonderment, is hidden behind not so beautiful people to the sight. And our Lord was one of them. So tomorrow, I'm going to answer this person's question. Is it God or is it me? You don't have to worry about that either, because we have tools, three of them, given to us. I think there are three. Pretty sure there are three. I'll have to read my own answer here. But yes, there are three tools given us by God in order to detect, in order to know, in order to gauge whether we should go for it or not go for it. How would you like it? You probably won't like it. How would you like it? I wait till tomorrow to tell you these things, to tell you what they are. You probably won't like that I'm putting it off till tomorrow, that I'm kind of hanging that over your head as a tease to come back tomorrow. And yet I am.